From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. In about an hour, President Donald Trump will tell the American people that it is our new American moment and call on Republicans and Democrats to come together in his State of the Union speech, according to the White House. He'll also discuss the impact of the Republican tax overhaul, explain his administration's efforts to combat the Islamic State group, and call on Congress to pass major infrastructure investment plan. The Trump administration's delay in implementing congressionally mandated Russian sanctions provoked an outcry on Capitol Hill just hours before his speech. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Congress last year overwhelmingly approved mandatory penalties against those who do business with Russia's defense and intelligence sectors. This week, the Trump administration said the law already has had a chilling effect on those sectors, even before sanctions take effect. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer accused the administration of dragging its feet.
President Trump has failed time and time again to stand up to Vladimir Putin, despite the assault that he carried out on our democracy in the 2016 elections.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told a Senate panel the administration is still looking at imposing sanctions based on a list of Kremlin-affiliated business moguls the Treasury Department published Monday. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
VOA will carry Trump's speech live. British Prime Minister Theresa May said on Wednesday that Britain is seeking a free trade agreement with China. May also said she would raise the future of Hong Kong in her meeting. This is VOA News. Pakistan disclosed Tuesday it recently extradited 27 suspected Taliban and Haqqani militants to Afghanistan as part of an effort to stop insurgents from using Pakistan for terrorist activities. The disclosure comes amid growing accusations that the militants plotted recent bombings from Pakistan, bombings in Kabul that killed and wounded hundreds of people. Raila Odinga symbolically took the oath of president in front of thousands of supporters and in defiance of last year's controversial election. From Kenya, Daniel Sheriff has more.
After swearing an oath of office on a Bible, Odinga called it a historic day for the people of Kenya. Meanwhile, the Interior Ministry wasted no time issuing a statement after the ceremony declaring Odinga's coalition, the National Resistance Movement, an organized criminal group under Kenya's Prevention of Organized Crimes Act. Kenya's attorney general said that Odinga declaring himself president would be considered an act of high treason, an offense punishable by death. Although authorities used tear gas on supporters in an area near the event, an expected heavy police presence did not materialize. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Nairobi.
The UN Children's Fund is asking for $3.6 billion to support 82 million people trapped in situations of conflict, natural disasters, and other catastrophic emergencies, as Lisa Schlein explains.
UNICEF Deputy Executive Director Omar Abdi says children caught up in war and other disasters are extremely vulnerable to many life-threatening risks.
The impact of war, natural disasters, and climate change continue to force children to flee their homes, trapping them behind conflict lines and putting them at risk of disease, violence, and exploitation.
The multi-billion-dollar appeal also will be used to support services such as health clinics, vaccination programs, nutrition, emergency education, and psychosocial care. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis is sending an archbishop to Chile to investigate a bishop who is accused by abuse victims of covering up for the country's most notorious pedophile priest. Greg Burke is a Vatican spokesman.
He was the former prosecutor here in the Vatican. He's currently the president of what is the equivalent of a court of appeals in this matter. Archbishop Scicluna will go to Chile as soon as possible.
I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.